has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. One person was killed. Over a dozen others were injured after being struck by lightning at an archery range in Jackson Township, New Jersey. This man is a volunteer instructor at the Black Knight Bowbenders Range and was there when it happened.
The earth exploded. Dirt went flying everywhere. And when I turned around, there was at least seven people down on the ground flat.
WCBS's Addie Guajardo.
According to police, at least one of the injured victims suffered burns and another was knocked unconscious. The victims range in age from 61 years old to as young as 7 years old. More than a dozen scouts were out here with their parents for an archery competition. The man who died had been a member of this archery club for several years and was volunteering for a charitable event.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans just passed another bill.
President Trump's rescissions bill will claw back more than $9 billion of previously approved funding for foreign aid and public broadcasters, PBS and NPR. The Senate began voting on amendments to the package Wednesday.
That's CBS's Erica Brown. The Justice Department fired federal prosecutor Maureen Comey, who worked on two very high-profile cases. Legal analyst Lori Levinson tells us it's still unclear exactly why she was let go.
The questions that this raises may be greater than the answers that we get at this time. And that's because Maureen Comey was involved in the recent prosecution of Sean Diddy Combs, and more significantly, in the investigation and prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein.
And the timing of the firing comes as many Trump supporters are blasting the decision by the attorney general to not release any more files in the Epstein case. Good Trouble protests are planned nationwide today to rally against the Trump administration. Robert Weissman with the nonprofit Public Citizen says they chose today because it marks 5 years since the death of a prominent civil rights leader.
John Lewis famously encouraged people to go out and make good trouble, to work for justice and stir things up as needed to do so.
CBS's Elaine Cobb reports someone just paid millions for a lump of rock.
It's not just any rock. This is the largest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth.
It was ejected from the red planet, likely from a massive asteroid strike.
Cassandra Hatton from Sotheby's in New York says the meteorite was found in the Sahara Desert. The final price tag of $4.3 million was higher than expected.
But a rare young dinosaur skeleton pulled in over $30 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
check from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's been 70 years since the opening of Disneyland.
The opening day on July 17th, 1955 was covered on black and white TV.
As you go on through that tunnel past the Disneyland Santa Fe.
The price to get in back then, $1, then 10 to 30 cents a ride.
Here is one of the most famous motion picture theaters in the world. It'll be here at Disneyland.
And even Walt Disney himself was a part of the opening day.
Before you enter this realm, I'd like to read this dedication.
The California Parks opening day gala drew a crowd of more than 11,000 invited guests. Plus, of course,
the real star of it is Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A Massachusetts man is very lucky. Paul Corcoran won two separate $1 million jackpots in under a week. He said he bought the second ticket by mistake. The odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Any hit and miss showers ending. The clouds stay with us overnight as temperatures drop into the low to mid 60s. A light breeze. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies and lower 70s. North and northeast winds. Sunshine warmer for Friday. Right now it's 64.
Me. All things and what they
wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Down in
ocean. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Round and round and round. preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what? He was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
WRJN.
1, 2, 3, 4.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
stuck on my windscreen.
Monday comes, and you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Sage, rosemary, and thyme, snow crystal. she's a fan.
And she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap it in a sickle hill, blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and turtle. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who is there. She once was a true love of mine.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope.
Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
I'll be CBS News Brief. Early today, the Senate narrowly approved legislation to cut more than $9 billion from the federal budget. CBS's Erica Brown.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate passed President Trump's rescissions bill, clawing back about $9 billion of previously approved funding for foreign aid and public broadcasters, PBS and NPR.
CBS News confirms the Trump administration's fired former FBI Director James Comey's daughter, Maureen, a prosecutor in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
By firing her, that actually might rile up more questions about what she did and what they found during that case.
A lightning strike killed a 61-year-old man at an archery range in New Jersey and injured several children from a club affiliated with the Boy Scouts. Gene Grodzky's a volunteer instructor.
There was no thunder. There was no rain. There was no nothing. It's just the finger of God went and pointed down and hit a tree.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts